One of my questions on my doctoral candidacy exams was, design a counseling program. What features would you emphasize? Now, it just so happened at that time in my studies, I had come across some research that said three qualities of a good therapist. Genuineness. In other words, the person is what they say they are. They're genuine. Authentic. Warmth. You realize that they have some alliance with you. There is an affection there. Not in a sense of a physical affection, but that the person cares about you. Warmth. And the third one was what they called accurate empathy. In other words, I can put myself in your shoes. I can at some level feel for what you're going through. I can understand it. And I'm on target about it. Accurate empathy. Now, back when I was a young shrink, a shrinkling, and we had a lot of females in our program too, shrinkettes, I didn't have any children. I was loaded with empathy. I had empathy. I could feel, I could put myself in another person's shoes. Now, those of you who start to have children and you view them as gifts from God and you say, God's smarter than me. Whatever kids he wants to give me, I will accept because he's smarter. He knows better than I do. Okay. But you better not be a therapist. Why? Well, according to that particular study that I cited on my doctoral candidacy exams, you are going to lose empathy. That's right. With every child you have, your empathy drops approximately 9%. The first kid, he scratches himself. What do? Aw, come here, baby. Come here. Let me kiss that. Let me kiss it. I know blood's coming out of it. I don't care. Let me kiss it. Come here. Let's clean it all off. You come and sit in my lap, and we'll just sit here together. Do you want a milkshake? Want me to read you a story? Come on over here. Get you underneath the afghan. Yeah, we'll sit here all afternoon if we have to. Nothing better than to be with you. That's right, and make sure that hurt goes away. Second kid. Oh, come here, honey. We'll get you a Band-Aid. We'll clean this off a little bit. Third kid. How'd you do that? What? Well, you know when you run like that, you're going to skin your knee. Come here. I'll wipe it off. Ow, Mom, that hurts. I know it's going to hurt. I'm wiping it off. It's going to hurt. Ow. Just sit still. Fourth kid with a skinned knee. What's your name? Are you one of mine? What is that? Don't get blood on the floor. Go outside until it's done bleeding out. Go on. Fifth kid with a skinned knee. I told you not to run outside. Now you're gonna have to deal with what happened. That's it. I'm busy. I remember when my sixth kid broke her arm. My son came running in the house. Daddy, Joanna broke her arm. And I said, Sam, you're not a doctor. You don't know if it's broken. Well, no, let me correct that. My son Sam had a broken arm. Joanna came in the house. The only reason I corrected it, because you people don't know, and I don't have to correct it. But you know why? Because if by some chance my daughter Liz, 11 years old, is listening to this, when I get home, it's going to be, Danny, it was Sam who broke his arm, not Joanna. So I'm correcting it. Got it, Liz? I said, well, you know, we'll have to see. Well, Sam came in with his forearm in the shape of a W. And I looked at it and said, I don't think we need an x-ray for that one. I'm going to save a little money on x-rays anyway. I drove him to the hospital. I forgot a pillow for him to put his arm on. So every time we hit a bump, he's like, ow, ow, ooh, ow. Now, I mustered up what shreds of empathy I had left and said, I'm sorry, Sammy. I'm sorry. I'm trying to avoid the bumps. That's it. That's all I had left. With the first kid, I'd have been crying all the way to the hospital, just crying. I'd have been blaming myself because, well, I made the driveway too big and he slipped on the edge of the driveway. If it would have been a foot shorter, there would have been grass there and he wouldn't have slipped. It's my fault. That's the first kid. Last kid, we're in the emergency room. Doc says, well, we got to numb this up. I go, whoa, how much is that going to cost? I didn't say that. I'm not that bad. I haven't lost all empathy. But those of you with a bunch of children, you know this is true. The poor last kid. The one who's supposed to be the baby. The one who's supposed to be oohed and aahed and all over the place babyfied, according to birth order research, is the one who gets the least empathy. First kid comes in and says, my belly hurts, mommy. My belly hurts. Are you all right, honey? You feel like you're going to throw up? Yeah. Okay, come here. Come sit with me. That's right. Come here. We'll get this, and I'll sit with you until that goes away. The last kid comes in. Oh, my belly hurts. Well, you probably shouldn't have eaten that much. I think I'm going to throw up. Well, get the waste can. Put it by your bed. Right? It happens. It's not because we're cruel. It's not because we're nasty and don't love our kids. We love them every bit as much. It's just, well, empathy may be a limited quantity that gets sucked out of you by the first four kids. My daughter Joanna was our sixth child. When we adopted her, she was four. She had problems with car sickness. She'd get kind of queasy. But there was a component of Joanna's queasiness that was manipulation. That's pretty obvious. One day we were driving to church. Joanna says, I'm sick. Now, where she was, they'd pull over the car, they'd get her ice cream, they'd stop driving, they'd get her whatever she wanted. I said, honey, you feel like you're going to throw up? Yeah, I'm going to throw up. Well, your dress is pretty. If you throw up, you throw up on your dress. She looked at me, and she said, my dress is putty. I said, I know it's putty, honey. I don't know how putty it's going to be if it's got stuff all over it. She looked at me like, I don't believe you're saying this. This isn't the way this dance goes. And then she looked back outside the window, and we drove on to church. Let me just put it to you this way. The first caller is going to get all my empathy. By the time the last caller rolls around, I'm probably going to go, what? Oh, come on. Oh, cry me a river. Get a can. That's right. Use the can if you have to.